Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, not to say you can't have your business, but it's just, it's more.
Right here.
I like
honest.
I
should have kissed today.
But you always been under hubby.
You gotta come back.
Come out.
Yeah, you
should
come back.
Yeah, I'm on the hubby
ball.
It's gonna be
there
when you get home.
You can't
in the
back
of
that.
You can't suck with his ball.
You can
out. I'm a man. I can come on too.
You can. I'm about to go back in.
Okay, he all ready, lady.
Look,
I come to the house. He got a leg off.
No sweat. I had to go in, show some love to my boy King, featuring Seema G. And of course, that exclusive track, Bum Bitch. You two niggas. You niggas is bum bitches. Yeah. I ain't
proud. That's for them hoes out there. Them
you hoes, bum bitch niggas.
Lie, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we're going
to
hold on.
No, no shout out to the real ones. The real ones got real ones there.
Oh, wait, it's a lot of real ones here. 4933 Old York Road, the G Shop. This is where it goes down. We help you build your brand. You know what I mean? We got 15 live shows. Amazing over here. Sports shows, hip hop, all that. You know what I mean? Got my Dominican Beauty. We got the City Podcast. We got the truck show, the sports show. It's a lot going on. World famous Black and Red radio show. It's official. You know what I mean? Got my girl Big Bad Wolf in the John.
I
mean,
I got the white because of the white wolf. Now I see white everywhere. I'd be like,
white what?
Like the white hair. I was like, all right, you know, like the wolf. I'm trying to like the whole wolf thing.
Okay.
Like the white wolf.
Okay.
I see white everywhere now. I'd be like,
the wolf.
But you know what? I understand that. Wait a minute, I think I've turned my mic off. But I understand that, like, so many people, they feel like, oh my goodness, I had an idea first. But you know what I mean? Everybody got ideas.
That's why I was just like, you know what?
You ain't invent white because I probably wouldn't know you and shit.
No,
like,
but,
shit. Like,
but you know, he was like,
bitch, I own a patent of white.
I came up with the color white.
Yeah,
that's what my brother said before.
You're right.
He was like, so what you gonna do if you get up, when you get up there and you got people that copy everything you do, you're gonna be mad.
That's what I was gonna say. I was just about to say that because you're already inspiring us. We're gonna have a non-bum bitches association.
Join now.
You know what I mean? Inspiration from Big Bad Wolf. So
I got some inspiration.
Guys could join. You guys are welcome, but you cannot be non-bum bitches.
Be on your own, please. Own money, own car, own everything. Just make sure you got your own. No matter
at least
what nigga
pay
got.
Half the bill. Come on.
I got more. Let me tell
at
you
at least pay half
everything.
The bill. At least. You know what I mean? Because I'm a big fan of it. I never forget when we lived in Overbrook or whatever years ago, and I didn't understand how all these Vietnamese people lived in the same house. Like, it was 2-bedroom apartment. And I used to see all their shoes outside. I'm like, I'm tripping over these niggas' shoes. But you know what happened? I seen my fuckers 5 years later, and they fucking pushing a bin.
Yeah, but they stick together.
Put the rent.
That's one thing about, like,
ain't nothing
fucking
wrong with
they
splitting the rent. Put the rent.
And they put the rent of their businesses that they own.
Yeah, look,
like, they split. They share.
At least pay half. Like, pay something. Bring something to the table.
Something.
Make the table bigger.
I ran across these Asian people that owned a Chinese store, and they was like, you know, they split between their family. One set of family get it for like this many years, and then they give it to the next. You know, that's how they spread it among their family and keep it going.
But that's thinking like a conglomerate, guys. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's like so genius.
Walmart is a bunch of people under one roof getting money. Come on, y'all. Think about it.
I'm trying to be a part of their family. Change my color.
You're part of my family, bro.
We getting this money.
Yeah,
we got plans for the
we
time.
Already
all y'all secrets.
Yeah, Bishop, I don't keep my mouth shut, so we gonna, you know, y'all know my brain and my mouth
she
be like on the same. No, I'm gonna tell y'all when y'all ready to come buy some shit.
Oh, y'all gonna be nice with it.
Come get on some events.
2019. So banging.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Give him a shout out.
Shout out
to Diesel Banger.
Listen, yeah. That joint is lit. I love how you went on the island tip or whatever. And then I'm gonna be honest. Like, I feel like you're gonna really inspire a lot of people. I can't wait to just see you just push.
I just want all the different music genres to come together. Like, I want my concert to be like a big ass melting pot of hood niggas, weirdos, white people, all kind of Asians,
yeah,
all
right.
Kind of things. Yeah.
So what you saying? You gonna make a country song for these motherfuckers?
I actually do got a country song.
Okay, look. What are you talking about?
Songs in the cut.
What? There's a country song, one of them good joints, like the Red Cup. I broke his windows, or whatever.
Yeah, you
what
know
kind
how
of
country
here?
Used to be like soulful. So it's like it's more so about walking away from a nigga in like expensive boots. Like that's the hook.
Cause I'm gonna walk away from your nigga with my fancy ass bitch, and I'm going down in town, and I'm going to do something with my black wife.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I like. That.
Keep it
tight. Put the boots on. We got
put
the boots.
Some boots.
I be trying to tell people I'm flexible. I kick a bitch first, though. I'm not going to hit you.
Right.
I'm kicking first.
The leg power, you knock me right out.
Yeah,
right.
Listen. I kick it right in your chest. I had to stop kick this dude before and shit before. I'm like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Boom.
I'm going to get her.
Back up. Because I don't really be wanting to fuck people up. You know what
right.
I mean? I just want you to get away from me.
Oh, yeah. Betty told me about you, girl.
Sit your ass down.
Betty told me about you. You said, I
You don't want to always
tell your ass
yeah, because you know we got all that stuff, you know. But no, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you, Wolfie.
But I had to find that in there.
What's not wrong with it? Most people do it.
Day.
I never forget my homie. He was like, "No, your name not Honest Fire. Your name Honest Fear." Like, too much. Get out. This nigga know too much.
We on air, y'all. We on air.
Yeah, no, that's cool. They know who I am. Listen, thousands of shows in Philly Shine Radio. If y'all don't know one thing about me, when it comes to the radio show, that's when I give my all. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all going to tune into a show because I'm gonna let y'all know what is real. You know what I mean? Now, I know that you get in your bag when you're creating your music and you're giving us your all. You was just even like during the break, you were saying how, you know what I mean? How you just you know, got your music come out of a comment on a girl comment. Cannon, welcome, baby.
Look, it actually was a dude.
Oh, what?
I get more guys than girls. Like, girls support me. I love that.
That's what's
like,
up.
I love that. It'd be the guys that be in their dance doing acting like hoes. Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
But you know what's saying? You know what's so crazy? And then, like, even I just now had a situation where my homie was like, this girl talking shit about you, all this other stuff. And I'm like, I wonder who this local bitch is. It took me like 2 hours to find who she was and get her on the phone. She was like, no, it wasn't me. I was saying no, not Honest. I'm like, no.
Lying like crazy. She had a bunch of dudes behind her with pink panties on, though. They be the petty ones.
Be real petty.
I swear.
Someone. Listen, now, you got to definitely let everybody know how can they get you on the stage. I know I'm going to hit you up about doing some shows myself, but please give out your information. Let everybody know how to contact you.
So,
I hit up the management.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
My management page, Presidential_Suite, Presidential with a Z.
Okay.
Presidential_Suite, but you can book me, wolfleone@gmail.com. It's wolfleone@gmail.com. All my handles, Twitter and Instagram is Big Bad Wolf. 3 D's in bed. They wouldn't let me do one, so whatever. BIGBADDDWOLFE, and then on Facebook is Wolf Me On.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can check out all my music. My mixtape is still on SoundCloud. My MacTub, my first baby.
Yeah, we're going to say SoundCloud.
My SoundCloud, that's my baby.
Make them pennies.
And then my single Rockstar is out everywhere, and be on the lookout for Bum Bitch coming next.
Yeah, listen, Rockstar. When I saw the video, I was like, "Yo, like this is so beautiful." Whose idea was it? Like everything that was going on. Like we got to
shout out Omari. Shout out to Omari.
Omari.
It was shout out Omari. We originally was trying to do Queen of the Dam like vibe. Like
okay.
She came in and she was ripping people's hearts out, eating it, and setting it on fire. But our location that we had for it was booked up.
Okay.
So it kind of we ain't want to do it no more. It killed it. But it's a haunted house under our studio.
Oh,
they let us rent out the haunted house, and we took over the haunted house and made it.
Oh, that's decent. That's decent.
So
okay.
So we had like a pull up party. So
Me and Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa was there. Yeah. So everybody came out. We had edibles. Some people got to the scenes. I mean, got to be in the scenes and stuff like that. And we just running through the haunted house. It was just fun. Like, that's what it's all about. It's about enjoying the moment.
Of course. Of course. Now, we're going to be there on the 24th. I wish I could be there the 29th, but I'm going to definitely be there in spirit.
Yeah,
make sure you get some footage.
Oh, I definitely will. That's where the legends are made. I ain't coming back normal. I'm letting y'all know that.
Listen, I was about to say, SOB, that stage is crazy. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
I'm a little nervous.
You're going to love it. I'm actually be there on the 24th, my homie performing.
Okay.
Shout out to Frank Benz TV. What's good?
Yeah.
Now, now with all the stuff that's going on, like, there's so many female rappers coming out of the woodworks. Is there anybody that you like or anybody that you want to collaborate with?
Well, of course, I love Tierra Whack. Like, I've been following her for a while.
Yeah.
I love she can rap, but she also, she kind of like
creative.
Yeah.
She's
like
creative.
What I do.
Y'all are, yeah.
So we ever got a song together, that'll be dope. So Tierra Whack.
Tierra. Hello,
call me girl.
You know what I'm saying? Presidential
Suite. Yeah, I like Reese too, and it's also this girl Philly. I think is dope. I found her Instagram a few weeks ago. Her name like Lil Goat.
Oh yeah.
She's dope.
Lil
I like
Goat.
Her.
Yeah, that's Lil Sis. Yeah,
Lil
Sis.
Yeah. Okay. So her name. Okay,
Lil
Sis. I like
Lil
her.
Goat,
she's dope.
She's very dope.
Yeah.
Lil short drawn like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's dope. She's sick.
Yeah.
And of course, Rocky.
Oh, of
Rocky called the bars.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. You don't drop no bars on niggas. Where your bars at?
Oh, you
yeah, where your bars at?
Okay.
We got to give you a beat or something?
No, I do it for your acapella. You
ready? Oh, shit. Let's get some beats. What's going?
I dare when you bitches to fuck with me. I keep the 9 in the tuck with me. I wouldn't try your luck with me. I want the shit like a toilet seat.
Mm.
I act like a brat, so you spoil me. Presidential calls royalty. Little nigga ain't affording me. You can't even handle my warrior fees. You try, little bitch, but you boring me. I'm over here snoring. Pardon me. Come over your gut, so pardon me. I ain't giving no apologies. Y'all about to see a different side of me. Organic shit, so they copy me. GMO's trying to copyright the Steve.
Woo! Woof, y'all. Listen. You got to howl after doing shit like that. What the fuck, y'all? She got bars. Fuck you mean? I'm going to let you hear something because you know I rap, too.
Thank you.
Oh, did I tell you that part?
No. Let's go, Honest.
Honest. I'm going to choke you. It comes very goddamn thing else.
Throw that same thing on.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah, we'll hear it. Well, we're going to check out Rockstar first, and then I'm going to let you hear some shit.
Sorry, baby.
Hey, no. Wait, before we go break, how dare you not tell me that you're fat?
We don't get to be around each other like that, Wolf.
She goes in.
Come on,
and I mean, she goes in.
Listen, we'll talk about that.
We turned
this to a couple of years now.
Listen, but I'm on some real shit. I'm on some one song and I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? I'll be like, I'm out. See y'all.
I have some bars.
I'm sweating. I'm gonna change my clothes.
I'll be crying with my little bar.
I'm like, I'm hot now. I'm gonna change my
clothes. I need a writer.
I'm like too much of a diva, so that's why I do the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be my new writer.
People bring you a rapper.
Yo, yeah, there you go.
She's like Elsie. When they come to get the chatter, niggas don't ever. I'm saying, niggas tell respect my
career. Oh, yeah, you gotta put the pussy in the room.
All my dick off.
Yeah, what? Me and Dunny got music together. Yeah, we'll put you on
blast,
Dunny.
Yeah,
you can put on blast.
I'm rocking that, baby.
But no, but every time I see you, it's all love. You know what I mean? Y'all know me. I do behind the scenes stuff because I really like to keep hip hop going.
Yeah.
And a part of the reason why I do what I do is because, like, as I was an artist rapping and stuff, it was nobody, you know, playing a position to say, I'm going to put artists on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play their music. You know what I mean? At the level of, you know what I mean? You're trying to grow to get larger platforms. You know what I mean? Nobody really wants to promote artists.
It's still a little shaky.
Yeah, it's like niggas need to come over here.
Especially if you're different. I get shunned a lot for being different.
Listen, but we're going to make sure you expect it. I'm going to hit your manager up. You know what I mean? Any pointers I could give. Because you supposed to
do it. I just freestyle with a wolf mask.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're a freestyler.
But they was like, oh, show your face. People really don't think I write stuff. Like,
no,
it's just, like,
it'd be the
man. Oh, show your face.
Listen.
It looked like it was a guy. Show your face. It sounded like a SoundCloud leak. I said, well, I'm sorry if my voice is just
I'm dominating over your stuff.
Like,
and I'm a female. Move over.
The only thing, like I said, like nowadays people want to be in your business. So give them some behind the scenes stuff. You know what I mean? Let them know.
But I'm doing a whole little documentary. It's called The Life of a Wallflower. Because I'm like introverted. And I've been like invisible like most of the time. So now it's like when you turn back and look at a wallflower, you're like, oh, that's so beautiful. So Life of a Wallflower coming soon. Behind the scenes of everything. You see how we make beats, how we write songs. The features I got features with OT, I got features with Lil Doe, I got
that's
features,
lit.
You
that's
know,
lit.
So when I'm
that's
coming,
lit.
I'm coming, so all that shit
Super.
That was talking,
OT the real or OT
talking
the girl? OT the real or OT the girl?
Oh, I got OT the real, but I am going to do OT, talking with OT the girl, so shout out to OT.
Hey!
That's my baby.
She get a look. She give us the look.
Wait,
damn it.
Hold on. I take back all my girl lists. You put OT first.
First. Right.
OT in the building no matter where he at.
Shout out to OT. I was about to say, like when you said OT, I got like my jealousy panties on. I'm like, where is that song?
The vibe is her stuff.
Right, yeah. What? Yeah,
her brother is actually the one, when I said my friends, her brother is the one that did my first YouTube video with me and made me rap.
Oh, that's decent.
So that's how
that's
me
up.
And her got.
Yeah, we go way back. Yeah, OT is that's the bang.
Yeah.
OT, you know, she already knows.
She's
spicy
as fuck. Like, she should do it. Like,
look. But now we're going to vibe out, you know what I'm saying? Check out this music. This is a single that's everywhere, you know what I mean? Rockstar. Then we're going to go into my other star. We've got Cannon in the building. TP Bay is going to call in. He said he's got the sniff. So I was going to tell him. Until we shine radio. Real lit. Rockstar! Oh, yeah. You know, you said, I'm like, what
OT?
You started. I'm like, what OT? You talking about? Hey, what OT you talking about? Well, I'm gonna see you some links. I used to make Dunny rap so much. He's still my favorite rapper though.
Yeah. I got song with Dunny too.
Are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I about that too.
That's decent.
So are you going like rapping this stuff for you? Or are you going
it's not even as a hobby. I'm doing this single as an example just to tell people like you know when I'm telling you guys to work hard, really invest in yourself, really do your music right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you what you're supposed to do.
Because
that's my assessment. Like, this is my life. Like I don't work for the white man.
Nope. You're
amazing.
I got everything.
Because y'all find out what y'all the identities were.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know. People don't want to take the time to build up the
volume
to themselves.
It's the identity.
Yeah, right.
It's identity. I'm trying, it's an identity thing. You
right.
Just want to start to do one thing.
Yeah.
And you got to find, like,
it is.
You
exactly.
Can do millions of jobs and never be satisfied, but that one thing is your identity.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I said, I wasn't put on this earth to work and die.
No, you have an identity. God said you're going to be a cook. He said you're going to be a chef.
Right.
He said I'm going to be a pianist.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a rapper.
Right.
He said it's up to you to find that path.
Yeah.
So
hey,
we go
do
all
that
shit. And then we like, damn, this is what I've been looking at the whole time.
Yeah.
This has been me since I was born. That's
right.
Just crap. I'm a web designer.
Blockware exclusive.
I'm a transparent.
Yeah,
and a couple other places. I do web designs everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Graphic
designer.
You should do
websites.
I'm actually about to drop a blog site, too.
All that stuff. All the above. That was my identity. When I was 13, I started building websites. Colors, and I like drawing. Muscle man, and
turn this up,
you
can.
That's dope.
Good.
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
So that's my view.
Yeah.
No matter how much nursing I did.
Oh, okay.
The lawyer shit, which is my profession, because Capricorn, they
can lower
shit.
Yeah.
So I'm in an A&E.
Yeah.
All crazy. First
Capricorn
week.
Oh,
no, you
have
another
spicy.
Box so I can see.
All my friends are Capricorn.
I don't play no games.
What?
Like,
yours too. My friends are Capricorn too.
And they be taking me to the most wildest rides, but you just be like, yo, this bitch
is nuts.
I'm here for it.
Like, thank you so much, Danny. We won't let you. I'm like, put that back. Other than somebody be like, oh, they won't pay no mind. We won't roll at it.
And that's my Leo babe right there.
That's a Leo.
Oh, y'all, okay.
It's a couple of them.
And my dad. Oh, that's my
baby. That's my baby. Spontaneous travelers. Like money. I'm actually, I just lost like five pounds. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have some fun.
I lost some pounds.
We should get a song together. Yeah, song. Oh, she ready to do a song with me. Doing a song with me. You also got a girl with a sexy big butt, too.
Yes.
So the video is going to be lit.
You want to be coming in factory.
Y'all better do a song with me. I'm a red brand of video fixing all in one. What y'all talking about? Put some shorts on me. Put some shorts on it.
Y'all can't have me up in the video.
Put some shorts on.
Of course.
Cardi B, I know she's calling me. That's fucking shut all them bitches down.
Yeah,
I just can't twerk, though. I look like I can.
All you got to do is
walk. Yeah, all I got to do is walk. I can arch my back, though.
That's all you got to do, Cardi.
I get on the ground. I get on the ground, start looking for my contacts, my back and shit.
Like, damn.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. I was going to say, I couldn't hear you.
Check one, two, one, two.
There we go. Yeah, back on the mic.
No, we coming over. I'm just talking for cooking. I need some of that ass.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to have cheese. I can eat some avocado. That's some good fat.
Yeah.
Some avocado. You get some of that goodness. Some beans. Like I peed.
Beans
and
rice.
I love my beans.
Yes,
fat.
I do.
Oh,
but Wolf, all right.
She do. 100%.
So I've been up
there. That's all she do.
I've been to do a record with her.
I know. We were beans. How many times you cook beans a week, Anna?
Yeah, three times a week.
I cook beans all day.
Yeah.
I got beans today.
When I was in Puerto Rico, like, y'all know if I was in jail in Puerto Rico, all I ate was beans and rice.
Mm-hmm. So they sent
my ass
in jail.
Yeah,
my ass.
You
can't
fart a little bit.
So she went to it depends on what you mix it with. You know what I mean? People think that it's beans that give you gas.
And it don't.
That's what you mix it with, okay?
Because if that's diet, we can part each other all day as much as we eat beans.
So beans is the trick. I'm going to make the beans.
Exactly. You already know. Get that gel food. Cheese. You can't handle cheese.
Get the skin together.
We had cooks in there. They used to make cake. They was talented.
Wait a minute. That's gel. That's gel. And Puerto Rico. I gotta do some federal time. I need to be in the federal jail.
Don't go to jail.
You never know.
You are honest. You ain't going there. We're gonna give you some beans as soon as you get out.
I might take the charge for something. Say
no.
No. There's a big
bean
arrest. I swear to
God.
Bean arrest. I'm pleased. I ain't going to jail.
Like,
I know niggas in Japan, in Brazil, in Africa. I'm out. If I do some shit, I'm not staying around to get caught. Are you trying? Yes, I'm taking you with you.
Alone.
Yeah. But no, y'all know Philly Shine Radio is always a party.
Out.
We had some fun with that.
I get
flew
out.
I had some fun with my big man, Wolf. You could be here all day, but we got to bring you to come back. You know what I mean?
I know.
We
got to
bring you back.
I always have fun when I come here. It can't be that much time. I know.
Between you coming back.
That was my fault, though, because that was the last time I put out anything besides Rockstar. So that was my fault.
Well, guess what? We're going to keep stuff building. Like, you know, music is timeless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So when I drop Bum Bitch and do that video and stuff today, I'll come back for that.
We is Bum. We non Bum Bitch Society.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're about to run. Y'all
know I'm
still
out of bills and being a nice bitch. Okay. I'm tired of these motherfuckers getting credit for being
listen,
I'm a bad bitch and I can say
I pay
all my bills, my kids,
and she
my
fly.
Car, I'm fine.
And it's your birthday Saturday.
It's my birthday.
I do everything Saturday. My own education, all that shit. And my attitude can be nasty.
She a Capricorn.
Because I'm a Capricorn. You gotta watch out. But guess
she
what?
She cut you for sure.
And the bedroom,
they
you
cut
will
you.
Give my love and affection.
But yeah, everybody
time.
Can't go there though.
I just want.
Everybody ain't in the bedroom.
I just want. Listen, okay.
I had to do it. You know how you do a little drill like.
Listen, okay.
Everybody don't know that.
It's
but,
my thought.
But no, it's amazing having you here. Much
thank
love and success to you. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to just, you know what I mean? See all the little girls wanting to be right here and be a wolf. And
yeah,
too.
So the whole platform is just to be yourself.
Yes.
That's why the life of the wallflower.
Shout out to my
girl,
T-Ro. Where you at with them titties?
T, bring them titties over here, please. I'm proud of you. You put them shits all the way to your fucking chin. You need to bring them
titties
over here.
Yeah, she's funny. She told me her titties, girl.
Wait, is my titties? I don't have no titties.
God damn.
You don't need no push-up bras. Leave them
yes,
alone.
Yes, you do.
You about to eat your own
all your shit.
This is a push-up bra. This is a push-up
right in your mouth. Like, boo.
I paid $15 for this bra. I don't go to Victoria's Secrets, but I paid $15.
Oh, shit. Look.
On my own. You see them drawers?
Yeah, goddamn.
Well, I'm stuck on my titties because
I
bought it. I
see my own pants mark.
called the Love Lockdown. So if you're single, come through. It's going to be like a speed dating / scavenger hunt stuff.
I'm single.
I'm going to be in there.
I'm
going to be there, Cupid. And my partner's going to be Cupid. So Cupid and
Cupid.
Like Tupac. She's going to be like
Cupid and
Cupid. Cupid and Cupid. You know what I mean? She's going to be fucking shit up. I'm going to be trying to make people do it to each other.
You might
have all the
ballers come out.
Ballers come out, yeah.
Bring all the ballers in this bitch out. Let's go.
I'm making sure I get the tickets and stuff. No, no problem. It was amazing. We're going to get my boy Cannon on this joint. Shout out to PGB, Real Talented. We're going to check out his music and get some hugs, y'all. We're going to break drinks.
Yeah, just lit in here. Just a lit show.
Philly Shine Radio, what's up? Well, it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You got that Lord.
Fur on.
I mean, y'all drinking that love. I was drinking y'all the big came out and shit like last time.
Right.
Give me her assignments. I'm serious about that track, though.
Of course. I love you are.
Touch,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Let me know when you put your phone out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going outside for a second. I'm hot.
No, matter of fact, I do. I got one January the 26th.
Correct.
No, 25th at Aries. Where is that?
Aries Lounge.
Aries Lounge is on Front and Fairmount.
Okay, Front and Fairmount. Yeah, I come through, check you out and shit.
And I got a joint in New York coming up too in February the 25th.
Where are you performing in New York?
Brooklyn.
That's what's up. Yo, New York love Philly music, y'all. Like, we appreciate the love so much, you know what I'm saying? It's like, the respect level is crazy from everybody in New York, you know what I mean? So,
love down here.
No, okay, that's what's up. Shout it out. Well, what's going on? What's the story about what you're doing then? What's going on? What's going on? I guess it's some drama.
We
like
some
stability. Spill the shit all over the joint. Say, no, I'm joking.
You ain't see the video? See the video.
What video?
It's called Fake Love.
Fake Love.
Y'all got, you can look, y'all can't put it on the TV.
Yeah, we can hook it up. Pass somebody to the YouTube joint. One of your homies know the joint. We can give them the remote. We'll check it out.
If you let me know what you think, look at this video and let me know what you think going on.
Oh, shit. Well, no, I'm going to do it later. If I got to pay attention to it, we'll do it later.
Because you know if anybody else
knows. No, I'm just saying, I'm doing the show, though. You know what I'm saying? I got to ask you questions and pay attention to you, and we got this going on.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying? You sometimes during the interview, you have to speak up for it. So let's say, for all those people who are curious about what's going on, what would you say to them? Like, do you have anything to say, or the video is totally self-explanatory?
The video is no, it don't explain everything. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
But what would you say is missing? What would you say, everybody? Like, wait, well, what's up, Cannon? Like, I know you had some phone calls. Like, you know, when people do stuff controversial, you always get that one phone call. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that, nigga. What's up? Like,
it's basically describing the internet. Motherfuckers believe whatever they see on the internet.
Of course.
Like, you could be a whole character. Like, you could be, like, Birdman on the internet if you want to. Especially Instagram, like.
Right.
So, there's a bunch of Birdmans and all. I'm just put it that way. Everybody
Birdman.
Yeah, a lot of Birdmans.
I can relate to that. I find that it's okay, because once I find out a person's fake, like, you're not getting no more of my time. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Because people do take social media to make you, you know what I mean, to give you that visual, like, oh, it's all good. Oh, you know what I mean? I got all this money or whatever. But when it's time to spend the money,
yeah, you just hit it on the nose.
When it's time to show up, you know what I mean? It's not
you
really
just hit it on the nose,
shit from
though, that's
it,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Oh, you know, I deal with a lot of people. I actually know, like, 5,000 people personally, and I love them. They're all real, you know what I mean? But I've met thousands of more, and I'm just like, I will never, ever be around you, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way in hell you'll ever get my fucking time. Fuck out of here.
It's a learning process. That's how I look at it. It's a learning process.
So you teach a nigga.
Yeah, like, now I know what not to do.
Listen, but the one thing is, like, would you say, because, like, I know a lot of artists, they go into this, oh, I want it now, I want to be famous, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm meeting Jay-Z tomorrow, I'm on his tip, like, did you ever go to a time in your life where you was like, oh, I know I'm so high, I deserve to be on TV right the fuck now?
I don't think nobody deserves it. I think everybody has to earn it.
Okay, so you never had that feeling?
I ain't going to say I didn't, but I came back to reality real quick, like, there's a million people that's not better than me, but they are working harder than me. So work always overshadow talent any day. So.
What inspired you to work harder?
When I see a, I ain't gonna say a whack artist, like a with mumble rap, but when I see them getting so much light, I'd be like, yo, this shit is crazy. They get,
you know,
so much light.
Listen. What that makes, like, I feel like I tell a lot of artists that shit. I'm like, you know, no disrespect to you little babies and, you know, all you K-Camp type artists out there. But you know what I'm saying? That has to wake people up. Like, if this nigga got on, you got to work harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thank them, though. They woke me right. And I be hearing their music and see how people react to it. That shit wake me right up.
You sent me a couple emails. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little fluttery going on from you, Cannon. I appreciate that type of shit. What would you say is exclusive that you sent me?
Exclusive would be the song I'm about to shoot a video to. It's called Livewire.
Livewire?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna definitely check it out.
It's actually featuring me and Scoop, BDB Scoop.
Okay.
I'm about to shoot a video with that.
Oh yeah, tell us about your homies that's in the joint.
I got my man Scoop PGB, my manager Reek.
Hey Reek, what's up, Scoop?
Yeah.
Fucks with some Scoop. Is this one it?
No.
That's one.
No, this one. Okay, okay. All right, cool. I got it. I got it. All right, I was just trying to go in. Make sure I got it. Yeah, because I need all exclusives. You know what I'm saying? And this is a long time coming. I've been wanting to have you on the show since last year or whatever. So give me a catch up. Like, what did I miss? Like,
I missed a lot. Like, I was on some. I had a daughter, so I had to.
Oh, congratulations. Your first child?
Yeah.
Congratulations, dad.
Yeah, I had to come to you. I had to slow down a little bit, but I'm back.
That's what's
up. Make sure she's good.
That's what's up. Being a parent is the best thing ever. You know what I mean? It really is.
Yeah.
Being a parent is the best thing ever. I've been a mom for almost 21 years. My son turned 21 in June. My little young boy.
June of what?
June 16th. Wow, what happened on June 16th? That's your birthday?
That's my birthday.
That's your birthday? Yeah. This is my son, too. Yeah, birthday. Oh, that's so decent.
That's
Tupac birthday, yeah. That's what's up. Okay, young legends and shit. That's what's up. I'll never forget your birthday. Make sure you know what I mean. My son 21, we probably all can have a party together and shit. My little nephew just turned 21 the other day, too. Happy birthday, Azeem. My little brother just turned 18, too. Happy birthday, Kel. You know what I mean? Real official. Well, I'm going to definitely get into Live Wire. We're going to wind down a little bit. We're going to all taste this vodka. Where are the little shot glasses at? You know what I mean? We sipping. And shout out to me. I'm in that video. You know what I mean? Sipping. I'm sipping. I don't give a fuck about a DUI. I'm in that joint. I'm looking for contact. That's my boy, Barstool Rules, sipping with Sammy. Bruno Brown is real official. It's like the most fun I ever had in my life. You know what I mean? Shot by Don Way Films, real official. But you have... You already got who's going to shoot the video for Livewire?
I'm trying to get Major Motion to shoot.
Motion.
He just looks up crazy. Like,
yeah, he's worth the wait, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'll make a call him for you. Like, yo, man, if you don't get this shit done, that's my young boy. He real official. Livewire, let's check it out. Philly Shine Radio. What up, y'all? Keenan in the building. PGB. Music. Is my shit working? Okay. Oh, I had it in there. Thank you. producer on that joint? Kenneth, who's the producer on that?
His name is Mike Guy. Mike Guy.
Oh, that's it right there? Official. Philly Shine Radio Live. You know what I mean? Cannon in the building. Pirate, that's Pirate Gang.
Pirate Gang.
Listen, Pirate Gang boys in the building. What's good? I'll wear some like I said, need some shorts, sweatpants. Put the logo on the butt, though. You know what I mean?
Right there.
Leo Gang. What's good? Hey, Big Ben, you watching this shit. That's what's up. Shout out to everybody checking us out. Philly Shine Radio Live at Glockaware, you know what I mean? Live on YouTube. I'll put more shit up later and whatnot. Cannon finally in the hot seat.
Finally.
Like, no.
What questions you got for me?
What you mean?
You trying to hold it in. I know you got some questions.
Oh, I don't hold shit in. You tried it. Like, but my show is fun, you know what I mean? I want to talk about, you know what I mean, what's shining. Like, you know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio is about putting a spotlight on what I think is banging. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? My questions are not the questions. I want to hear the music, see why you're banging. You know what I mean? If it's just like, we can talk about it. I don't give a fuck. We can talk about it. Man, fuck out of here. I play music. I had Gilly on the show. He like, oh, you play music? I'm like, yeah, nigga, quiet. Play some music.
He thought you was going to talk shit all day?
Yeah, he would have talked the whole fucking show. He just talked for hours. See him every morning. You know, shout out to the King Gilly. You know what I mean? Fucking too heavy, real heavy. But no, for my whole thing is like I want to know what's next. You know what I mean? What's gonna be exciting for everybody? You know what I mean? You said you want to get major motion pictures. Yo, come get this video done. You know what I mean? Live wire, that joint official. Scoop, I like your voice too.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. I like that chat. That's a lot.
I ain't nobody give me no cup, so we didn't crack the vodka, but we'll get it done eventually. Yeah, exactly. We had movement. Shout out to Shad Bananas. You know what I mean? After my show, the live show, you know what I mean, on a Thursday, Glockaware Radio Show. We're going to have fun 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to make sure I get them some of your singles, too, and keep you in rotation for real, for real.
That's love.
I ain't too much into the drama because I get so involved and stuff, you know what I mean? Because I'm a problem. It's not even that it's going to slow me down because I'm a problem solver. I'm like, we got to get to the solution.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're going to get to the solution. We're going to figure this shit out because life is too short to not be happy, you know what I mean? And to ignore when you have a problem. And there's so many people that ignore when you have a problem. It's like how you even said, like, we're going to get it to your track. You know what I mean? That fake shit, like fake love. Like, we got the video ready. You know what I mean? Featuring Scoop. Oh, it's Scoop with a T. Okay, I thought it was Scoop. Okay. Scoop. Scoot your ass out of here, bitch. Where you get the name Scoop from? Like, hey, where you get Scoop from? Come on, get over here. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
he like, I don't want to be on the camera. He like,
I ain't camera shy, bro.
Okay, I was about to say, because you all, you know what I mean? Right? Got the little cute smile and shit. You can put, more pirate show.
I'm on a grand PGB underscore school. That's what it's saying. I mean,
PGB underscore Cannon right here with a K.
Yeah, so okay. Make sure y'all put the K too.
Make sure y'all put the K. We won't do the other, you know what I mean? K over here. KKK.
Like,
oh,
shit. It's just like, you know, like the gang, man. That gang where we got gang bigots on our back. It's not about, gang banging or that type of lifestyle. It's about loyalty, man. It's more than gang.
Yeah, right.
About,
you know, because even like we were saying earlier, like I'm not gonna correct you bum bitches, like, you know what I mean? Like, we just gonna keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get some help eventually or whatever. You're not around me, so it don't even matter or whatever. Now, what I mostly like about you is you're so humble, but you're so talented. Like, your creativity.
I think that's my problem, though.
You don't have a problem.
No, they can mistake that. Like, I'm so quiet. People, like, they overlook that. Like, so laid back.
A nut-ass person would. Yeah. A nut-ass person.
A lot
of
nut-ass people
out
there.
Yeah, let the nut-ass. But you know what? But those nut-ass people, they miss out on so much, and their life is just horrible anyway. So they missing out on you. Imagine what else they missing out on, the kids. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? But no, I think that's a part of why you're so talented, because there's so many people I feel like that are humble, really talented. Like, even, you know what I mean, taking Glockaware, for instance, tomorrow, who we're honoring at the V-Lounge, it's going to be real dope, you know what I mean, too. You can't see him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most humblest person in the world. But he'll tell you, get your brand right and get some goddamn money, you know what I mean,
right.
And give you some real, real good feedback. It's not always about being so loud and boisterous, you know what I'm saying, even though, like you said, they don't want to get that fake love.
Yeah.
Like, give out that fake love.
Sometimes it's better than listening and talk, so I just listen a lot.
Yeah, learning. So you a learner, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So you ready to teach your daughter some things, too, huh? There's a new dad. That's what's up. So how old is she?
One.
Oh, she's one already.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Walking and talking, touching shit.
Oh, she ain't talk. Yeah, she's talking, but I can't understand it.
That's talker. She understand you, though.
Yeah, definitely do.
That's dope. That's definitely dope. Yeah, I feel like the one thing I like to see is black men coming together. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the fact that you're not by yourself. You're rolling with a team. You know what I mean? Everybody being loyal to each other, because that counts nowadays. Just like how I was saying earlier, like, you got to be able to say, all right, I'm going to play this part. This person play this part. You know what I mean? That's how you keep the shit rolling. You know what I mean? But when somebody not playing their part, you got to definitely. Not even to mess everything up. You got to
get them out of here.
You ain't messing up shit if you got a goal. You ready to do this 5 years from now, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Beyond. So, one monkey don't stop no show. You ain't stopping shit over here, guys. Like, I just had to look up, like, what is going on? No, my whole thing is, I'm putting the spotlight on your music,
uh-huh.
on the fact that you thorough and shit. Like, you know what I mean? This music is crazy. I even have too many records to get to. So I'm gonna keep this shit in rotation all my shows. We try to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
We got 15 live shows on Black Aware. You know what I mean? It's the number one radio station. Number one internet radio station. Playing on your FCC joint. That's
yeah.
Probably shut down there anyway. Fuck Donald Trump. Like, my goodness. Do you, and speaking of what's going on right now, like, do you get political? Like, do you have some music to, like, kind of wake people up or whatever? Like,
I have. That's crazy you said that. I have, like, you know how everybody was doing them Instagram videos and all that, like, positive videos.
Yeah.
That. I had a couple of those, but I just didn't want to do it. So that was, like, me just speaking on my point of view, how I look at situations. But I just never did it. I should have did them, though, because it was serious.
But no, like, because people need that help, you know what I'm saying, and to articulate in a way that people can relate and wake up, you know what I mean? Most people are real asleep. They're like, you know what I mean? They think that they could get a Bugatti tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like, and it's not going to happen, like, you know what I'm saying? Or
internet, they fucking people over on this internet. It's distracting people so much to...
What? Man, they was fucked up in school, man. Yeah. They wasn't paying attention then. So
yeah, you give them a phone, they in school.
Listen,
on Instagram the whole
back in the day, people used to be like, oh my God, you're watching Beavis and Butthead. But yeah, bitch, I also understand that I got straight A's and that this is a fucking cartoon. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, most people, they have to separate that, you know what I mean? And I think that most people can't because they know that they're doing so much dirt, you know what I mean? So, like, how can they say, you know, who deal in reality, because that's when they have, like, smack with reality. You know, niggas can't deal with reality. But I feel like if your ass fix your shit, you have a brain, it works.
Yeah.
Use the shit. Please. It's great. Well, you're not doing nothing, but are you guys giving back? Is your gang, like, giving back to the community? Are you, like, got a plan for that, y'all?
Yeah, you got to, like, my manager be giving back. He do, like, the back to school.
Oh, that's a part of the team. He played his part. You know what I mean? Manager playing his part. That's what's up.
I did that before, but this year I couldn't afford to do that. But.
Yeah, you got to take care of the baby girl. Fuck you mean?
And
take care of your own kids. Yeah. But now more people did that, we'd be in a better place, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely will. And what's on top of your hoodie? Free who?
It's Free Mizzy.
Free Mizzy. Mizzy come home.
That's
soon.
My homie.
Free the real. Okay, that's what's up. Well, no, man. Look, I'm gonna check out some more music. I'm gonna definitely invite you back. When did you say your performance is?
It's January 25th at Aries. Yeah, Aries on Front and Gerard.
Front and Fairmont. Brian Fairmont, is it a tickets or like how do we get in? Like,
no, I think it actually say females free before 11.
Uh oh. Tag me in the flyer, you know what I mean? Free before 11. I'm all there all day. I'm bringing all my ladies. Like, we like, do they get some drink specials too?
They
we like the drink.
We got
lit. That's what's up. Shout out to PGB, you know what I mean? Giving us the motherfucking liquor and everything in a free show.
Right.
But that's definitely dope. And I can't have you, like, not come back soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to set that up. One thing about what I like to keep going is just, like, you know, talented artists. Like, you know what I mean? Not only just representing my city, but, like, what niggas do. You know what I mean? So, shout out to you. We're going to get into more music. You know what I mean? Cool shit out. You got any shout outs or whatever?
Shout out Scoop.
Scoop, Reese.
Shout out to newest member to PGB, Marky. So everybody follow him too. Marky Mark. Yeah.
Oh, he got PGB in his bio though.
Yeah.
I represent. Okay, that's what's up. Well, wait. Isn't he PGG?
No, that's what I was about to tell you too.
Yeah.
I gotta get you that. I can't get you the PGB on it. I'll get you that on it.
But boys, I like boys.
I
like the boys. I don't like girls. But I would just want to know, like, you got any first ladies, any women supporting? Oh, so what are you looking for, though, in the PGG?
Attitude.
Okay. Bring that attitude, girls. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up. You know what I mean? Shout out to PGB Cannon in the building. Real officials. Great having you here. And I love that you laid back. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
The laid back rapper can.
What do you mean? The late, but now when you put, now when you on the mic though.
I'm on the mic, it's different.
It's way different. When you on stage, it's way different. Time to turn up.
Way different. Mic way different.
You save the energy for the mm-hmm. And Scoop, shout out to you too. I really like your voice and shit.
You not laid back.
Yeah, I try to be laid back. I learned to be humble. I'm the one that's not humble.
Fuck it.
But I do talk that shit.
Yeah, you got that ratchet part.
We talk that shit.
I like that shit. Well, everybody always need all that. You know what I mean? Y'all made my show real amazing. Shout out to TV Bay. He said he's going to come back on the show. I'm going to show some love to him. I'm glad I had you here for more time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Mama, keep the show rolling. Philly Shine Radio, Real Official. Cannon in the building. You know what I'm saying? We want to show some love. You know what I mean? It's that long life joy. Philly Shine Radio. Close out with this music. See y'all Tuesday. Y'all know we're going to have that fun. It's a sex show.
Oh,
talking about sex. You're all invited.
I'm here.
My headphones back on. Damn, y'all really have anything going with it?
Right here. And that new Bruno Brown coming soon. Yeah, we're going to have a show. We talk about sex and all forms of fashion and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's
lit. Let me get a picture with you. Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she was gorgeous. What's her name?
Katie.
Huh?
Katie.
Katie? Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. Did you name her?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Katie
from Greek.
Wait, I'm gonna get a picture. I'm gonna get a picture with you. Yeah, I got a picture. Oh, you wanna take it?
I'm literally on my shirt.
Go on.
Come over here.
run to text you back.
Oh.
Money Phone, Money Phone.
New single out, man. Exactly. It ain't even dropped. Y'all got it first.
Look.
Exclusive. Money Phone, Money Phone. Money Phone, Money Phone. Bring it on, let's go. From the dust to the dawn. Let's keep getting strong. They will leave me alone.
Liquor and coffee. Okay, you got the.